Hello.
My name is Tamika, returning a call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is
recorded
for the insurance purpose. May I speak to the person who requests a call back, please?
It's me, Jimmy Brooks.
How may I assist you today?
Now, I would like to open a claim, please, an unemployment claim.
I might be social security number.
423-98-4664.
And your name?
Jimmy Brooks. Jimmy D. Brooks.
And your date of birth?
November 25th, 1968.
And your mother's maiden name?
Lee.
And your driver's license number?
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Your driver's license number?
Yeah, this is my number.
The driver's license number.
Oh, driver's license. I'm sorry.
607-8994. And what is your, I'm sorry, your PIN number is going to be 1401.
Correct.
And what's your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am, I do not.
You understand that knowingly making a false statement or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered fraud. Do you understand?
Yes, ma'am, I do.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense sponsored by a fine and or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No, I did not.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation? You only filed for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No.
Filing while I put your information, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Have your name changed since you last filed?
No.
Have you worked under a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
And have you worked under a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
And what's a good telephone number for you?
Area code 404-789-1744.
And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And what's your race?
Afro-American.
Hispanic or non-Hispanic?
Non-Hispanic.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
I have a bachelor's degree.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your residence address?
1463 Mountain Laurel Lane.
Mountain Moody? Laurel?
Yes, ma'am. Mountain Laurel Lane. MOUNTAIN. LAUREL, Mountain Laurel, that's two words, Lane. Moody, Alabama,
35004. Is your mailing address the same as your residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what's your occupation?
I'm a tax analyst.
And are you seeking work in your current occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
I'm sorry?
Were you in a union at work?
No, no union. No union.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training, yes or no?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work, yes or no?
No.
Yes or no?
I'm sorry, ma'am, I didn't comprehend. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can hear you now. I didn't hear the last question you asked.
Okay. Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work, yes or no?
Yes.
And since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work, yes or no?
Yes.
And And how many miles are you going to travel one way to a job?
I would say 40. I can't hear you, ma'am.
What's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
I would say $19.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Do you own a business?
No.
And do you work for yourself?
No.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis? Do you have a real estate license?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024, yes or no?
No.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check with the Alpha Federal Income Tax, yes or no?
No.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings accounts, or the prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card takes 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, what would be checking or savings?
Checking.
Okay, and it has to be a bank that you can actually walk into. It can't be anything like Cash App, Netspin, Chime, anything like that, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And what's your router number?
084-201-278.
And your account number?
81390700.
And the name, excuse me, the name of your employer.
I was working for H&R Block, and I was also working for Porter Warner Industries.
The last one.
The last one, I'm going to say H&R Block.
Okay. And what's that phone number?
Oh, hold on. Eight Area code 205-591-4743.
And your city and state that you worked in?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Okay, your employment start date that you started.
I started in January the 3rd, I believe it was, and ended April the 19th.
2024?
Yes, ma'am.
And the reason no longer working?
Tax season ended.
And have you received, do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And are the answers, I'm sorry, yes, that's correct. So you are certifying your answers are true and accurate, and the law provides penalties for making false statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wages reported by your employers. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes.
And which of the following corporations have you ever been associated with? ANGC Plus, Army, Quintessentials Computers, STM Publications, or none of the above?
Army.
Which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? Kaihai, Wawa, Princeville. I'm going to butcher this. I'm going to spell it W-A-I-A-N-A-E.
Wahiwa, Hawaii.
Now, that Wahiwa is W-A-H-I-A-W-A, right?
Correct.
And then I have W-A-I-A-N-A-E.
W-A-I-A-N-A-E. What was the last one? Why you won?
So it says, which of the following cities has a current or former association to you? So it's Waiwa, Princeville, Kaihai, K-I-H-E-I, or none of the above?
Why you won?
Okay. And which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2003 Dodge Sprinter, 2500. 2004 Mercedes-Benz C-Class, 2007 Volvo S80, 2008 Smart 4.2, or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
What were they again? I believe it was a Volkswagen. We didn't have a Volkswagen.
A 2007 Volvo S80.
Ooh, no Volvo.
Or I've never been associated with any of these vehicles.
Read them again for me.
2003 Dodge Sprinter, 2004 Mercedes, 2007 Volvo, 2008 Smart 4.2.
I don't think I've had any of those.
Okay. And you hereby file in that claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Yes.
and certified on the penalty of perjury, you are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
I agree, yes.
Okay, you understand it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
Okay, so the following question, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the rest of your unemployment. Just one second, I skipped over something. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, benefits, rights, and responsibilities contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions on the eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial and benefits. The process you just completed files your unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete your certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete a weekly claim could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks beginning on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online or in your claimant's portal, or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And that number is 1-800-752-7389.
Mm-hmm.
Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday, beginning at 12:01 a.m. through no later than 5 p.m. on Friday. Certifications cannot be made on Saturday. Fail to file and complete your weekly certification as instructed by 5 on Friday could result in loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday by 5. And whether filed online or by phone, you'll need to remember your PIN number. Additional instructions are in your benefits, rights, and responsibilities booklet. Acceptance to work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who have submitted good proof of standing with their union. Employees on a verified short-term layoff, and claimants attend direct approval training. A letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's important you carefully read all information that is mailed to you. If you have any questions, call our inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. And beginning January 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim, and you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Fair to make and list 3 work search contacts each week could result in denial of benefits. And for assistance with your work search, visit your local Alabama Career Center. So this completes your claim today. Have your transaction ID number. This number is just to verify that you have completed your claim, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
That number is 48988.
Mhm.
0205.
Excellent. May I ask three questions?
Sir. Yes.
All right. My first question is: I was told that I had to wait till July the 6th to start my new claim because the last one was old. So I want to make sure that this is the new one.
Yeah, this is the first one out of 5 with you, so I assume it's your new. I don't know anything about your old one, sir.
Okay, very good. And also, I did work for Porter Warner. Do I need to do that after this one is over, after this claim is over? Will I be able to file for Porter Warner Industry, or does that run consecutively with this one?
I'm not sure. You can follow up in your book, or you can contact the inquiry department about that, and they'll explain it to you.
Okay, great. And last one, do I need to certify this week?
You start on Sunday.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with?
No, ma'am. You've been wonderful. So,
thanks for calling.
All right, so I don't call this week. I have to wait till Sunday to call.
You have from Sunday until Friday to file your weekly claim.
From now until Sunday. Oh, okay.
Sunday. You'll start Sunday. You just filed your weekly. You just filed your initial claim today. You'll file your weekly claim on Sunday.
Wonderful. I got you, ma'am. Thank you so much, ma'am. You have a blessed day.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.